growing from being good at managing emotions to becoming excellent at managing emotions. This chapter will help you revisit your journey through the preceding 8 chapters. I summarize the chapters by providing a brief discussion of each chapter's life story and its lessons. I also discuss how the story inspired me to re-examine and change how I managed my emotions. When I was a young man, I wanted to change the world. I found it was difficult to change the world, so I tried to change my nation. When I found I could not change the nation, I began to focus on my town. I could not change the town, and as an older man, I tried to change my family. Now, as an old man, I realize the only thing I can change is myself. And suddenly, I realize that if long ago I had changed myself, I could have made an impact on my family. My family and I could have made an impact on our town. Their impact could have changed the nation, and I could indeed have changed the world. Author, Unknown Monk, 1100 AD. As a compassionate father and teacher, my thinking is similar to that of the unknown monk in the sidebar. I too realize that my best chance of influencing others is by my actions and behaviors in personal and professional relationships with them. Each chapter's summary helps readers understand the overall framework of the book relative to effectively managing their emotions using science and spirituality alike. Readers will find it helpful to keep Goleman's model of emotional intelligence, EI, in mind by thinking of this book's chapters. Chapters 1 through 3 were foundational in that they provided essential information on self-awareness that relates to managing emotions effectively. Chapters 4 through 5 presented essential information on social and emotional awareness factors that influence emotional management's effectiveness. Chapters 6 through 7 presented self-management and examples of their effective use in managing emotions with an emphasis on relationship management integrated with science and spirituality to achieve greater effectiveness in managing emotions. Chapters 8 through 9 offered suggestions about emotional management and greater decision-making efficacy techniques to develop positive emotional management habits and continuous learning. Chapter 1, Introduction. Chapter 1's life story presents the case of a police shooting of an African-American male. It illustrates the extreme seriousness of effectively managing emotions. The seriousness applies to the police officer and the African-American male alike. Lessons learned. The first lesson I learned from this life story is that implicit bias exists in everyone and is biological, a condition of being human. I have gained additional insight about how complex the issue of implicit bias becomes when viewed or discussed with diverse grouping of individuals as targets of implicit bias. Some examples of diverse groups are male, female, old, young, short, tall, gay, straight, white, black, Republican, Democrat, and so on. The updated research discusses this issue and makes recommendations. I discuss the major recommendations at the end of this chapter. Both parties in this life story were responsible for trying to prevent this shooting. Implicit bias by both parties likely influenced their actions. When there is a conflict between two members of different groups, both have been conditioned or trained to perceive and react to the opposing group in certain ways based on the opposing group's negative perceived or positive perceived characteristics.